弟兄姊妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
我们今天讲到的题目是耶和华尼西。
Today our topic
The Lord is my banner.
Okay. The Lord is my banner.
我们今天讲到的经文呢是出埃及记的第十七章。
So the Bible verse we talk about today is Exodus 17.
我读的第一个神学院是在芝加哥的穆迪圣经学院。
The first seminary I attended is Moody
Bible Institute.
Bible Institute in Chicago.
穆迪圣经学院呢是19世纪一个非常有名的布道家所建立的。
So this college was established by a 19th century, a very famous minister.
大家能猜到吗？这个布道家叫什么名字
？Can you guess what's the name of this minister?
哇，大家很聪明，就是穆迪这个布道家所建立的。
Yeah, it's established by Moody.
穆迪这个 D.L. Moody, Dwight Moody, 他在19世纪呢，那个时候。还没有火车，更没有飞机，但是他就是坐着马车，在全美国，甚至是在这个英国的这个那个岛屿去布道。可能有人统计，像几十万甚至上百万人这样布道过。
At that time, Dwight Moody, is take the horse carriage to go all over the U.S. and England.To give the good news and probably like a million people.
哇，这是很了不起。在那个时候呢，包括他在内，好几位这个很有名的布道家，我们管他们叫做奋兴家，给美国呢带来了伟大的福音的复兴。
So at that time, and there's several very famous missionary, and so we call them
revivalists.
Revivalists, and so they bring they revive the religions in this country and other countries too.
他讲道呢，非常的有恩赐，非常的有力量。很多人呢，就通过他的布道信了耶稣。
His preaching is really gifted and powerful, and through his preaching, many people.Turn to God and to become believers.
但是穆迪呢，他自己说，他说，他那么多年的这个布道的事工呢，他每一次讲道都有一位老姊妹，就是默默的在为他祈祷。
But according to him, so many years through his God's work, and so there's an old sister is always pray for him, behind the scene.
他说他的讲道的那种力量哈、啊，那种果效，相当大的程度其实是别人这个祷告把他托举起来的。
So the power and also the result from his minister is uplifted by many other prayer.
回顾在你过往的人生里面，你有没有遇到一个挑战，遇到一个困难，你觉得你是一个人在战斗？
Looking back and from your whole life, have you ever feel some difficulties and challenge you fought alone?
你觉得你没有人可以去诉说你的这样的焦虑，你这样的痛苦，你没有办法去寻得别人的帮助，你是一个人在面对问题，觉得孤立无援。
You feel you are alone, face all this pain and challenges, and you have nobody to turn to. You feel you are helpless.
神呼召我们去加入他的这样的事工，为他的国度啊去服侍，甚至是去战斗。神从来没有呼召我们去个人主义的去一个人去战斗。
God calling us to join His work.And to, but he never told us to fight everything by ourselves.
我们看今天的经文，我们会看见神怎么样给我们一个非常好的榜样，让我们知道 我们为神做事啊，面对我们甚至面对我们自己人生的各种难处的时候，我们需要有这个互相的帮助，互相的扶持啊，互相的带导。
Through today's verses, we know God told us to work with other people and we help each other and to pray for each other and never fight alone.
我们开始之前呢，一起低头做一个祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵宝会使我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, thank you.
我们感谢你赐给我们这样一个美好的清晨，你让我们可以相聚在一起，一起来享受你的同在，你圣灵的充满。
Thank you, God, for to give us this beautiful morning. So let us gather together and to enjoy your presence and together.
求你打开我们的头脑，打开我们的心，让我们向你敞开，让你的话语、你的圣灵就浇灌在我们生命之中。
Please open our heart, open our brain, and let your words pour into ours.
主啊，谢谢你。好，我们把以下的时间完全仰望在你的手上。
God, we thank you. We give the following time to you.
是吧？谢谢你，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天讲到呢，分成三个部分。
There's three topic today.
第一个部分是干渴中的试探。
The first part is a testing in our thirst.
第二个部分是举手的征战。
The second part is a battle of the raised hands.
第三个部分是为得胜立纪念。
A third part is a memorial to the victory.
我们先来看第一个部分，就是干渴中的试探。
Let's look at the first part is testing in thirst.
我们一起来读出埃及记十七章的二节。
Let's read Exodus chapter 17 verse 2.
所以与摩西争闹，说给我们水喝吧。摩西对他们说，你们为什么与我争闹，为什么试探耶和华呢？
So they quarreled with Moses and said, give us water to drink. Moses replied, why do you quarrel with me? Why do you put the Lord to the test?
我们在出埃及记前面我们已经读到，已经学习到这些以色列人，摩西带他们从埃及为奴之地出来。
From Exodus, we studied before, so we already know. So the Moses bring Israelites to get out the Egypt from slavery.
他们呢现在在旷野中这个游荡。
So they kind of wander in the wilderness.
这个旷野是什么呢？我们如果看这个中东地区的地图，我们看啊，当时的那个地方的地理的条件，我们知道基本上是荒漠或者是半荒漠，非常干旱的地方。
So the wilderness, looking at the geographic area of the Middle East, and so at that time is like a desert or half desert. Is really, really, nobody there.
中东地区呢，只有少数的一些地方是有河流，是有水源的。
In Middle East, there's only few places there's river and water source.
比方说，这个埃及的尼罗河两岸，那是有这个非常稳定的水源的供应，是有发达的农业的。
So, for example, in Egypt, by the bank of the Nile River, so the constant water supply and agriculture is really developed there.
在今天的这个伊拉克科威特的那一带呢，有这个幼发拉底河和底格里斯河，叫做两河流域，那一带是有稳定的水源供应，是有非常发达的农业的。
In the ancient, in the today's Iraq area, so there's two rivers and provide a constant water supply, and so the agriculture is really developed.
然后在这两个区域中间呢，有一段这个沿海的地区，包括巴勒斯坦地区在内呢，也是，比方说有约旦河这样的水源供应，也是有这个农业发展的。
So in between this area, there's an area by the sea, and including today's Palestine, and there was agriculture and also constant water supply.
这个历史学家、地理学家呢，管这一个像一个 弧形的这个地带呢，叫做这个肥沃新月，这个 Fertile Crescent。
So, the historian called this area is Fertile Crescent.
除此之外，别的地方都是沙漠或者是半沙漠，不适合人类居住的。
Other than about mentioned area, so other places all desert or half desert, it's not suitable for human live there.
这时候呢，摩西带领这些以色列人在这个旷野，他们遇到一个很急迫的困难。
So at that time, Moses brought bring the Israelites there. They face a very difficult situation.
这个挑战是没有水喝。
The challenge is a lack of water.
这个挑战大不大呢
？This is it a big challenge.
这个挑战是非常非常大的。
This is a very big challenge.
这个人如果饥饿，可能一个星期、十天或者两个星期。人还可以存活。
If people hungry, so they probably can survive for like 2 weeks.
但是在这样的亚热带的这个荒漠地区呢，人如果没有水喝，可能两天三天，人的这个生命就没有办法存续了。
But in this subtropical desert, and people can only survive a couple of days without water.
然后这些以色列人呢就去找摩西，去跟他抱怨，去跟他争闹。
So the Israelites come to Moses and to complain and to quarrel with Moses.
然后我们读过之前的经文，他们是不是第一次遇到这样的问题呢
？So we read the Exodus before. So is it the first time they face this problem?
他们之前这个前有红海，后有追兵的时候，他们看见神是怎么样把红海分开，让他们走过去的。
So before, when they faced, when they were by the Red Sea and their Egyptian chased after them, so they already saw how they passed the Red Sea.
他们在没有食物吃的时候，他们看见神是怎么样每一天都给他们降下玛纳来供应他们的。
When they have no food to eat, then they witness God actually drop the manas every day to provide food.
甚至是没有水喝这样的问题，他们也不是第一次遇到了。
And so even no water is not first time they encounter.
之前他们在那个马拉那个地方的时候呢，有水，但是那个水是苦的。没有办法喝。
Before they pass the area called Mala, and there's water, but the water was bitter.
但是神用非常奇妙的方法把那个苦水变成甜水来供应他们。
But God, the God, and turned the bitter water into the fresh water to provide.
很多时候，在我们的这个信仰生活里面，我们经历过神的恩典。
Many times in our spiritual life, we experience God's blessing.
但是我们遇到新的挑战的时候，我们还是会恐慌，还是甚至是会埋怨。
But when we see the new challenges, we are anxious, we complain.
那么这些以色列人呢，又一次遇到这个水的问题，他们就向摩西争闹，向摩西争闹，其实也是向神来争闹，所以摩西在这说，为什么试探耶和华呢
？So once again, when they encounter the challenges, they quarrel to Moses. Actually, in is a quarrel to God. So that's why Moses said, "Why you quarrel with? Why you put God into the test?"
试探耶和华是什么意思？等一下我们看有具体的经文来告诉我们。什么叫做试探耶和华
？What does that mean? Put the Lord to the test. Then we'll see it later.
我们先来读第三节。
Let's read the verse three.
百姓在那里甚渴，要喝水，就向摩西发怨言说：“你为什么将我们从埃及领出来，使我们和我们的儿女并牲畜都渴死呢
？”But the people were thirsty for water there.And they grumbled against Moses. They said, "Why did you bring us up out of Egypt to make us and our children and livestock die of thirst?"
他们原来在埃及地是什么样的生活的光景呢
？Before, what kind of life they live in the Egypt?
他们是做奴隶，已经做了好几百年的时间。
They were slaves for several hundred years.
他们的男婴按照这个法老的法律呢，是生下来都是要被杀死的。
Their male infant was killed according to Pharaoh.
但是为什么这个时候他们来到一个新的环境，他们遇到一些挑战，他们就会怀念过去的日子？
Why when they come to the new place and when they face challenges, they want to go back to the old slavery life.
很多时候我们来到一个新的环境，遇到新的挑战的时候，我们会有这样的想法，哎呀，真后悔，我就不应该离开原来的环境。
Many times when we see the new challenges, we will regret to get out of the old situation.
不光是怀念过去的好日子，而且呢，我们很容易去抱怨、去埋怨、去责怪别人。
Not only remember the good life in the past, also it's very easy for us to complain.
这种想法其实是很容易的。
So this is very natural.
但是真正难的呢，是去面对问题，去解决问题。
So is what is hard to do is to face the problem, to solve the problem.
然后我们来看这个第四节，一起来读。
Let's read the verse 4.
摩西就呼求耶和华说，我向这百姓怎样行呢？他们几乎要拿石头打死我。
Then Moses cried out to the Lord, what am I to do with these people? They are almost ready to stone me.
我有时候在想，摩西他也委屈。
And sometimes I'm thinking, you know, Moses is probably feel very sad.
神呢，差派他去把这些以色列人他的同胞从奴役中带领出来。
So God sent him to bring his country people, Israelites to get out the slavery.
结果呢，他的这些同胞对他没有感恩，没有称赞，没有鲜花和掌声，有给他的只有抱怨。
And his people is not thankful and just kind of complain to him.
但是摩西呢，并没有去吵回去啊，去回击这些人。
But Moses didn't really get back to them.
摩西的第一反应呢，是转向神。
The first reaction for Moses is to turn to God.
这里说呢，他呼求耶和华。
Here say, cry out to the Lord.
如果我们看英文呢，是 cried out， 是那种哭喊出来，那种是很开放的这种情绪的表达。
So we can see in the English is cry out. It means express his emotion openly.
当我们遇到这样的阻碍，遇到这样的反对，遇到困难的时候，其实转向神是一个非常正确的一个方向。
When we see challenges and difficulties and turn to God is a very correct response.
我们先来读第六节。
Let's read verse 6.
我必在何烈的磐石那里站在你面前，你要击打磐石，从磐石里必有水流出来，是百姓可以喝。摩西就在以色列的长老跟前这样行了。
I will stand there before you by the rock of Horeb. Strike the rock, and water will come out of it for the people to drink. So Moses did this in the sight of the elders of Israel.
当摩西转向耶和华的时候，耶和华就给他这样的应许，这样的命令，这样的解决方案。
So when Moses turned to the Lord, Lord gave him the solution, the promise.
神说，我要站在你面前。
God said, I will stand before you.
今天早上有一位弟兄跟我说哎呀，神是看不见摸得着，他那样的超越，他是宇宙的创造主，我怎么能够知道他的存在，或者怎么样去跟他互动，怎么样知道他的心意呢？
So,this morning, there's a brother told me, so there is a, so God is, I can't really see God, even he's the creator of the universe, but how do I know he's there? How do I know what his intention?
所有的人都有这样的软弱，我们觉得神 离我真的太遥远，好像我跟他的关系呢没有那种安全感。
So everybody sometimes we have this weakness, and we feel God is so distant and remote, and we don't have a close relationship with Him.
在这里，神说我要站在你面前。
Here God say, "I will stand right in front of you."
好像是一个人，然后呢，他是与摩西这样的接近，他要站在你面前。
As if he's a person standing so close to Moses and standing right before you.
这是整个宇宙的创造主为了体恤我们这样的信心的软弱，把他那样一个这样浩瀚的宇宙都没有办法约束承载的那样的无所不在的。他的存在呢，暂时的，或者说是以某种这样的比喻的方式来告诉我们，他就局限他自己在那个时空之中，说让你能够体验到他与你同在是如何的接近。
So this is a creator of the whole universe, and he's existing everywhere in the universe but he kind of like narrow him right in front of Moses and to show you his presence.
神要给这些以色列人提供水源，让他们有水喝。
And the Lord will provide the water source to the Israelites and let them to have water to drink.
在旷野里，我想可能从一个之前有水，现在已经干涸的一个小池塘里面给他们提供水。
So in the desert, probably he will provide water from a pond,
或者是从一个已经干涸的一个小河里面给他们提供水
，or provide water from the dry river,
或者是从那个沙土里面给他们提供水，这都是更加合理的、有可能性的
，or provide water from the sand. So all these are reasonable possibilities.
但是神为什么说要从一个大石头里面给他们提供水？为什么要选择一个大石头来提供水给他们？
Why God will provide water from the rock?
我想这是最不可能有水流出来的地方。
So from the rock, the water is very, very unlikely to flow out.
大家觉得神为什么要选择一个大石头、一个磐石给他们来提供水
？Why God choose rock to provide water?
而且呢？这个怎么样提供水是让摩西拿他的手杖去击打那个磐石。
And how the water flow out is ask Moses to strike the, use the staff to strike the rock.
而且我们看见摩西的这个手杖已经出现过好多次了。
We saw many times this Moses staff.
在这个摩西还在旷野牧羊的时候，他就用这个手杖，神就呼召他。
So even when Moses was shepherd in the wilderness, he used the staff.
他用这个手杖呢，曾经在法老的面前变过魔术。
He played magic in front of Pharaoh.
我们看他举起这个手杖呢，分开过红海。
He raised the staff to open the Red Sea.
今天我们看呢，他用同样的手杖呢，击打磐石，磐石就出水。
And today he used the same staff to strike the rock. The water will flow out of the rock.
在今天后面的经文里面呢，我们还会看到这个手杖再一次的出现。
We'll see the staff.
我想那个手杖是一个非常普通的，可能是一个很旧的这样一个手杖。
I think this staff maybe is an old stick.
神在使用它的时候啊，我之前也跟大家说，我自己想象里面。神会不会给他换一个镶满钻石的、啊、非常贵重的崭新的这样一个手杖给他用？没有，神就是用他原有的那个手杖。
So in my imagination, God probably gave him a staff is filled of precious stone. But no, God just gave him the ordinary, very common staff.
很多时候我们想，神你会使用我吗？我这样普通的一个人啊。我这样不是一个完美的人，神会使用吗
？Many times we think, oh God, have you ever will use me? I'm just very ordinary, common person.
我问大家，神使用完美的人还是使用不完美的人
Let me ask a question. So do you think God used the perfect person or used the imperfect person?
世界上没有完美的人，神只能使用不完美的人。
There is no perfect person in this world. So the only choice God would just use ordinary people.
而且神呢，就是使用那个原本我们是什么样，然后在这个被使用的过程中，他要让我们的生命呢，啊，变得啊更加的像他。
So God will use our original self, and during the process, He will change us to be more like Him.
我们再回来问前面那个问题，神为什么选择一个磐石，让那个磐石流出水来给他们喝？
So ask this same question again. So why God choose the rock and let the rock flow out of water?
因为要让以色列人知道，这完全是神的工作，这不是一个偶然的一个自然现象。
So God want to show Israelites that this is God's work. This is not a natural phenomenon.
我们往下来看。
Let's continue.
在新约的哥林多前书十章四节这里说，也都喝了一样的灵水，所赐的是出于随着他们的灵磐石，那磐石就是基督。
First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4.And drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock of that accompanied them, and that rock was Christ.
使徒保罗呢，在新约里面，他把那个出水的磐石呢，直接就指向了耶稣基督。
Paul in the New Testament and say this the rock is Christ.
很多的神学家呢。他们做关联的时候呢，他们的这个着重的点呢，是在那个磐石是被击打了，就好像耶稣基督受鞭伤啊，被钉在十字架上，遭受这样的苦难。
Many theologians make a reference this rock was struck, and just as Jesus Christ on the cross, he's been struck and suffer.
但是我觉得更重要的一点呢，是。那个磐石里面出的水，在那个荒漠里面，在那个已经干渴的，干渴了几天的人的这个生命里面，那个水就是生命本身。
But I think the most important is the water flow out of the rock to in front of people. They are so thirsty, and the water itself is life.
在我刚信主的时候呢，有一节经文给我很多的安慰。
When I first became Believers, there's a Bible verses that comfort me a lot.
在约翰福音七章三十七节，耶稣自己说：“他说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。”
That was John chapter 7:37, and Jesus said, "Let anyone who's thirsty come to me and drink."
在你的这个生命的深处，你有那种干渴吗
？In deep in your life, do you have a thirst?
你有那种好像没有任何的办法可以满足的那种缺憾感吗
？Do you have a desire cannot be satisfied by anything？
法国的这个大科学家帕斯卡曾经说过，神造人的时候，在人的里面留了一个空洞。这个空洞呢，你尝试用别的东西去填满它，都没有办法填满，最后只能由神他自己能够填满。
So, French scientist Pascal said, "When God created people, so they he left a void in people's heart, and this void cannot be filled by anything else other than God Himself."
就好像在旷野里面那种干渴的感觉已经快要把你吞没了。然后呢？耶稣说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝，就好像是从一个磐石那里，然后有这个清泉流出来一样。”
Just like in the desert, and the feeling of thirst almost engulf you. And at that time, I heard Jesus say, "So, anyone who is thirsty, come to me and drink."
我们今天呢，可能拧开水龙头就会有水。
And today, when turn on the faucet, there's water flow out of.
但是对于生活在古代的中东地区的人，特别是他们在旷野中游荡的人来说，那个水 就完全象征着生命。
So in the ancient Middle East, East and so in the wilderness, to them, the water is life.
那么你现在的生活里面有没有在一个情境里面你感到好像非常的干渴，好像一滴水都没有？
So in your life, have you ever experienced the moment you feel there's no drop of water?
有没有你在这个财务上你感觉到完全的枯竭了？
So have you feel like a very, the hardship, financial hardship?
或者说在人际关系上，家庭成员之间的关系上非常的干涸的。
Family and the personal relationship breakdown?
有没有不管是在你的职场里面，在你的家庭里面，在教会里面，你的那个服事有那种耗尽的疲惫的感觉
？I'm fatigued from service. Doesn't matter is work or from church.
我挑战你不要只是抱怨的环境，而是要转向耶和华，转向磐石出水的磐石，被击打的耶稣基督。
I challenge you not just complain about the environment and turn to the Lord and turn to the rock that was struck.
这个抱怨呀，抱怨环境啊，抱怨命运的不公，甚至是去埋怨别人，这是很容易的事情，但是不解决问题。
And complaining about the life and about the environment is very natural, but it doesn't solve any problem.
神要我们去转向他
，But turn to the Lord，
他就给我们从磐石中涌出这个清凉的泉水。
God will provide the living water from the rock。
我们来看今天讲到的第二个部分。
Let's look at the second point。
举手的征战
，The battle of raised hand。
我们一起来读第八节。
Let's read the verse eight。
那时亚玛利人。来在非利丁和以色列人征战。
The Amalekites came and attacked Israelites at the Rephidim.
他们以色列人呢，其实人数很多了。他们从埃及地出来，来到这个旷野。在那一带呢，附近也有其他的民族，他们会觉得他们受到军事上的威胁。
So There are a lot of Israelites with come out to the wilderness with Moses, and other people also live in the same area. They probably feel threatened by Israelites.
这时候亚玛利人呢，他们来跟以色列人征战。
So at this time, the Amalekites come to fight with Israelites.
我们一起来读第九节。摩西对约书亚说：“你为我们选出人来，出去和亚玛利人征战。明天我手里要拿着耶和华的神的杖，站在山顶上。”
Verse 9, Moses said to Joshua, "Choose some of our men and go out to fight with the Amalekites. And tomorrow, I will stand on top of the hill with the staff of God in my hands."
这是同一个战争
，This is the same war，
但是有两个不同的战场
，And there's two battlefield。
这个实际的去征战的呢是约书亚，然后带领着以色列的这个年轻的勇士们。
So the person fight is Joshua。
但是这个征战呢并没有停留在这个层面
，But the fight not only at this level。
摩西。他说他手里要拿着神的杖要站在山顶上打另外一个战场的征战。
Moses, I will stand on the top of the hill and to fight another war.
然后我们一起来读十一节。
Let's read verses 11.
摩西何时举手以色列人就得胜，何时垂手亚玛利人就得胜。
As long as Moses held up his hand,The Israelites were winning, but whenever he lowered his hands, the Amalekites were winning.
这非常有意思。我就在想，神在这个过程中呢，在支持约书亚他们的这个战场上的战斗。
It's very interesting. I think at this moment, and the Lord is support Joshua and to fight.
神有没有可能直接的去支持这个约书亚他们的征战？
So is it possible for God to directly support Joshua to fight?
但是在今天的经文里面呢，神特别的指示摩西，要用摩西这个举手举杖这样的一个动作呢，神通过这样一个动作去支持约书亚他们的征战。
But in today's verses, God support Moses to raise his hand and to support Joshua.
然后这里说呢，摩西何时举手，以色列人就得胜；何时垂手，以色列人呢就处于下风。
Here mentioned, Moses held up his hand, the Israelites was winning, and when he lowered his hand, the Amalekites were winning.
而且这个战斗的过程呢，时间很长。
And this is a long-lasting war.
不光是约书亚在前面征战，摩西呢在后方给他这样的支持。
Not only Joshua fight in the front line, and Moses and support him at the top of the hill.
这里告诉我们呢，还有其他人在支持摩西。
And here also tell us there's other people support Moses.
我们先来读第十二节，但摩西的手发沉，他们就搬石头来放在他以下，他就坐在上面。亚伦与户尔扶着他的手，一个在这边，一个在那边，他的手就稳住，直到日落的时候。
Verse 12, when Moses' hand grew tired, they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. Aaron and Hur held his hand up, one on one side, one on the other, so that his hand remained steady till sunset.
这个完全可以理解的，因为摩西这个时候已经是80多岁的老人了。
So this is understandable. At that time, Moses already over 80 years old.
他这样的身体上的软弱是很真实的。
His physical weakness is really real.
那么，而且呢，在这里，他承认他有这样的软弱。
At this time, also he admit he has this weakness.
他需要别人来帮助他。
He need other people's help.
当他承认他软弱的时候呢，别人就让他坐下来，而且有另外两个人扶着他的手。
When he admit his weakness, and the people will support him and let him sit down and held his hand by two people.
而且呢，这里说直到日落的时候是非常持续的这样的帮助，而且是一直到他们取得胜利的时候。
And this help is very continuous and very steady until they have victory.
我就在想，神本来可以直接去支持约书亚他们的战斗的。
Now this makes me think, and God can help Joshua to directly to win the war.
但是神呢，要让摩西参与在这个过程中。
But God wants Moses involved in this process.
不光是摩西作为支持者，又有这个亚伦和户尔作为摩西的支持者。
And Moses is not only supporter, and also there's Aaron and Hur also support Moses.
神要在这个过程中让我们学到什么样的功课
？And God teach us a lesson in this process.
在传道书四章九到十节这里说，两个人总比一个人好。因为二人劳碌同得美好的果效，若是跌倒，这人可以扶起他的同伴；若是孤身跌倒，没有别人扶起他来，这人就有祸了。
So in Ecclesiastes chapter 4 and verse 9-10, two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down,One can help the other up, but pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up.
神不要我们单打独斗，不要我们的个人英雄主义。
God doesn't want us to fight by ourselves.
神要我们与他同工，同时也与其他的弟兄姊妹同工。
God wants us to work with him, also work with other brothers and sisters.
有的时候，人追求那种过度的独立性，其实是不合神心意的。
So the independence, people pursue and is not God's will.
在我过往的年日里面，我有过那样的面对很严重的挑战，我无人可以去诉说，然后呢，无人可以去寻求帮助，我就是独自的面对，独自的夜间这个哭泣，把枕头都哭湿了，但是神不是要我们过那样的日子。
In my past experience, I was faced a challenge and I was alone and cry at night but that's not God's want.
在加拉太书六章二节，这里说你们个人的重担要互相担当，如此就完全了基督的律法。
In Galatians 6 verse 2, carry each other's burden. In this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ.
神在这个约书亚去征战的时候呢，他要让我们知道我们需要去依靠神，他本来是可以直接去支持约书亚的。
So in Joshua's battle, and God could choose to support him to make him win.
但是神呢，让摩西去参与在这样支持的这个工作里面，而且又让这个亚伦和霍尔呢又去支持摩西，让我们看见，在神的征战里面，是我们需要互相的去依靠、去担当的。
But God involved Moses to support Joshua also, and like Aaron and Hur help Moses, and God want to show us, we need to help each other.
在你的这个生命里面，你有没有独自的战斗过
？In your life, have you ever fought alone?
或者像摩西这样举着手，但是中间会有软弱，举不动了
？And like Moses and raise hands, but you feel tired.
但是直到力竭仍不肯求助。
So until you are very exhausted and without asking for help.
那你不求助，什么拦阻你去求助呢？
You don't ask for help. What stop you?
可能你觉得你求助就是承认你自己的软弱，你的失败。
Perhaps when you ask for help, you admit you're weak and you're failing.
但是像摩西这样的被神大大使用的人，他都承认他的软弱。
Even Moses, is used by God so much, and he admit he's weak sometimes.
在我们遇到这样的困难和挑战的时候，我请你呢去寻找你的亚伦和霍尔。
When you face challenges and difficulties.I urge you to look for your own Aaron and Hur.
当别人有这样的困难的时候，我也请你主动的成为他的亚伦和霍尔，就扶着他的手，直到日落的时候。
When other people face challenges, I urge you to become his Aaron and Hur, and to hold his hand.
神呼召我们。去为他的国度去服侍，这是一场征战。
God calling us to fight for His kingdom.
但从来这不是一个单打独斗的呼召。
This is spiritual fight, but it's never a lone fight.
我们来到今天的第三个部分。
The third part of today's
就是为得胜立纪念。
A memorial to the victory.
我们先来读第十四节
，verse 14。
耶和华对摩西说：“我要将亚玛利的名号从天下全然涂抹了。你要将这话写在书上做纪念，又念给约书亚听。”
Then Lord said to Moses, "Write this on a scroll as something to be remembered, and make sure that Joshua hears it."But I will completely blot out the name of Amalek from under heaven.
在这一章的前半部分，以色列人他们 没有水喝的时候，他们就抱怨，他们去争闹，他们并不是之前没有经历过神的恩典的。
When the first part of this chapter, so when Israelites, when they have no water to drink, then they complain, they quarrel with Moses. But this is not the first time they faced challenges.
我们为什么需要去数算神在我们生命中的恩典？
Why we want to count the blessing in our life?
神为什么在这里说要做纪念？
Why God say, to be remembered?
而且约书亚就是亲自的在这个战争中经历过的人，为什么还要念给约书亚听
？And Joshua is the one to fight this war, and why we have to read to him?
因为我们太容易健忘了。
Because we are so forgetfulness.
在你过往的人生经历里面，你可能对那些负面的那些挫败、那些困难、那些痛苦，记忆的比较深。
In the past experience, we always remember those negative things.
但是对于那些积极的，或者说神真实的在你生命中给你的那些恩典，我们很容易会忘记的。
But in the positive things and the blessing in our life, we are so easily to forget about it.
这是很容易吃苦的一件事情。
This is really a bitter.
因为本来神训练我们一次，我们就会应该会学会去依靠他，去相信他。
But actually, when God to help us once, we will convince, we will turn to Him, we will trust Him.
但是神带领这些以色列人，需要不断的去让他们经历这样的苦楚，去学习神怎么样真实的给他们这样的祝福。
But God lead those Israelites and so need to constantly give them suffering and bring them out of it.
那这章呢？经文里面说，试探耶和华，就是他们要看神是不是真的与他们同在。
In this verse, it say testing the Lord is they want to see whether the God is with them.
什么叫做试探神？
What is testing the Lord?
不是给神一个考试
，not to give an exam，
而是在面对这样的挑战、这样的困难的时候，你怀疑，首先怀疑神是不是真的存在。
So, is in during these challenges and the difficulties, and some people don't know whether God is really exists.
如果你相信神是存在的，你是不是相信他真的是？无所不在，无所不能。
So if you believe God exists, and so do you believe He's everywhere, and He can do anything?
啊，你相信他是无所不在、无所不能的？你相不相信他关心你
？So you believe He's everywhere, He's ready to help you. Do you believe He cares for you?
如果你相信他关心你，你相信不相信他？始终都关心你。
If you believe he cares for you, do you believe he cares for you constantly?
你相信他始终都关心你，你相不相信他愿意为你来使用他的神的能力去保护你，去安慰你，去帮你解决问题
？If you believe he cares for you all the time, so do you?Believe he will use his power to comfort you, to protect you, to bless you.
在这一章里，以色列人他们试探耶和华，就是哪怕神已经在他们过往的这个日子里面有好多次来给他们恩典，来告诉他们神存在，神无所不在，无所不能，神关心他们啊。但是他们还是会怀疑，哪怕是神曾经帮助过他们，关心过他们，这一次神是不是一样的？会关心他们，帮助他们。
So in this verses and Israelites and so they test the Lord is because even they experience many times God's help and God's salvation, but they still want to make sure this time God still want to help them.
在你过往的年日里面，神有没有真的这个曾经彰显过他的大能？给你过恩典，给你过帮助呢。
In your past experience, and God really use his power to help you to take you out of the difficulties.
那么，但是在你遇到新的挑战、新的困难的时候，你还会好像从头的再去学习神啊，他是谁，他与你的关系，好像重新要去学习，要去先去怀疑他真的存在吗？他真的是有能力吗？真的关心我吗？还是说你已经学习到了，已经在过去的这个年日里面，你有过纪念，纪念神的恩典，你面对新的挑战的时候，你就是充满信心的，这是很不一样的情况。
So when you face the new challenging situation, even God help you many, many times before, but in the new situation, you still want to make sure God still want to help you to learn all this lesson, or you already trust him.
我们这样的功课，希望呢，这个都能够学得进去，不需要让神一再的给我们这样的功课，让我们去学习同样的一个教训，一个道理。
And this lesson, we already have many lessons before. God is with us and to help us, and we don't have to repeat the same process over and over again.
我们一起来读第十五节。
Let's read the verse 15.
摩西筑了一座坛，起名叫耶和华尼西，就是耶和华是我旌旗的意思。
Moses built an altar called it, The Lord is my banner.
这个战争胜利了。
So, the war, declared victory.
这个摩西呢，没有立一个人民英雄纪念碑。
Moses didn't set up a statue.
For the soldiers. 他立了一座坛，纪念的是耶和华。
He built an altar and for the Lord.
在你过往的人生经历里面，有没有神帮助你打赢过一场胜仗，能够帮你克服过一个很大的困难
？In your past experience, so is God help you to fight a very hard war and you win.
我听过有的姊妹做见证，说之前这个生病多么的严重，甚至是医生都已经给了这个病危通知书。
So I heard a lot with testimony and so they were very sick and even they're in the last stages of life.
但是神怎么样？就是给他这样的恩典，给他实际的帮助，给他医治，让他能够从这个病痛中呢，能够恢复的非常的好。
But God gave the mercy and blessing and heal her, and she recovered now.
那么，在我们接下去人生还会不会遇到不同的新的挑战和困难
？So in our life, we will continue to face new challenges.
我们不要每一次遇到新的挑战和困难，重新再去学习神是怎么样的神，他是不是有能力，他是不是关心我，而是我们要在之前神在我们的生命中打过胜仗，我们就立一座坛，起名叫做耶和华尼西，纪念他。
We shouldn't to every time we have new challenges and we have to learn all this lesson again. So, from our past victory, we should every time we win.And we should set an altar to call it "The Lord is my banner."
我们今天来学一个希伯来的字。
Today we learn a word, a Hebrew word.
这个字是 "nes."
This is "nes."
这个和合本的翻译作尼西。
Is "nes."
这个我看过一个二战中。美国军队这个硫磺岛，这个占领了那个最高的山地以后，几个士兵艰难地举起一个巨大的美国国旗的照片，那个是非常震撼的。
I saw a very a picture is after World War II when American soldier occupied the island of Sulphur, right?
Yeah.
Island of Sulphur, and they raise a big American flag. It's a very, very impressive picture.
对于一个军队来说，那个旗帜是非常宝贵、非常有象征意义的。
to an army, and so the flag is really is very precious and also means a lot.
而在这个摩西、约书亚他们打赢了胜仗之后，他们说耶和华就是我们的旗帜。
And when and Moses and Joshua they win the fight and they said the Lord is our banner.
是带领我们取得胜利的。
So he's one.Bring the victory.
在这个纪念里面呢，摩西没有把荣耀归给约书亚。
So Moses didn't give the glory to Joshua's sword.
而是把这场胜利呢，完全归给耶和华神。
And gave the victory to the Lord.
我们一起来读第十六节。
Verse 17.
又说耶和华已经起了誓，必世世代代和亚玛利人征战。
He said, because the hands were lifted up again against the throne of the Lord will be the war against the Amalekites from generation to generation.
神应许的不是一次性的胜利。
God didn't promise one victory.
神应许的是永远的持续的胜利。
God promised continuous victory forever.
而且作为宇宙创造主的神，他居然为了让人去相信他的这个应许是可靠的，他居然还要起誓。
And as a creator of the universe and promised the victory forever. Yeah.
在这个诗篇二十篇五节这里说，我们要因你的救恩夸胜，要奉我们的神的名树立旌旗，愿耶和华成就你一切所求的。
Psalm 20 verse 5, May we shout for joy over your victory and lift up our banners in the name of our Lord. May the Lord grant all your requests.
在以赛亚书十一章十节这里说，到那日，耶西的根立作万民的大旗，外邦人必寻求他，他安息之所大有荣耀。
Isaiah 11:10, In that day, the roots of Jesse will stand as a banner for the people, and the nation will.Rightly to him, and his resting place will be glorified.
在这节经文里面呢，在这个以赛亚书呢，把这个旌旗呢又指向了这个耶西的根，大卫的子孙耶稣基督的身上。
And in this verse, God and point the root of the banner to the roots of Jesse.
那么，神有没有在你的？生命里面曾经为你打过一次胜仗。
God ever fight any war in your life?
你要写下来。
And write it down.
你要自己去纪念它，不要去忘记它。
And remember the fight.
你要把这个得胜的这个故事呢，讲给你的儿女听。
Tell them the victory story to your children.
讲给你的门徒听。
To your students.
不要让神的信实呢，只停留在你一个人的过去的。回忆里面
Don't let God's faithfulness live and die in your own memory alone.
我们总结一下今天学到的三个功课
Summary of three truths.
我们在干渴中呢，要转向那个被击打的磐石，新约里面指向的是耶稣基督
In thirst, turn to the rock that was struck. So in New Testament, it is point to Jesus Christ.
在征战中呢，你不要单打独斗，你要寻求扶持你双手的人。
In battle, seek those who help us your hands.
在得胜以后呢，你要将荣耀归给这个旌旗，作为你旌旗的神，要纪念他。
And after victory, give glory to the banner.
那么我想挑战大家，在这一周里面，你主动的寻找一位亚伦或者是户尔。
Call to the action in this week and seek.Aaron or her in your life.
承认呢你的软弱，向他坦白你正在举着这个快要发沉的那双手。
Tell him you are holding your hand, but your hands are very tired.
请这样属灵的同伴为你祷告，陪着你撑到 最后得胜的时候。
Ask your spiritual partner and pray for you and hold you and until the sunset.
现在每个人呢，可以写下来或者脑子里面要想到一个名字，是你的亚伦或者护儿，你要去寻求这样的支持。
Please write down and maybe you know who you write the name.
最后呢，一起来背诵一节经文。
Let's memorize a verse.
有的姊妹跟我说这个背诵的经文都太长，今天我找了一节短一点的。
Some sister complained, say all those verses we memorized in the past is too long, so today I choose a very short one.
我们一起来读三遍，三遍之后有考试。
Read three times, and after that we have a quiz.
摩西筑了一座坛，起名叫耶和华尼西。摩西筑了一座坛，起名叫耶和华尼西。摩西筑了一座坛，起名叫耶和华尼西。
Moses built an altar and called it the Lord is my banner.
好，准备好了吗？请向旁边的人背诵出来。
Please read out to you, to the person next to you.
大家背得非常快，我们一起来低头做一个祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父阿爸父，主耶稣基督圣灵保惠师，你是我们的旌旗。
Dear Lord, you are my banner.
主啊，虽然在不同的这样的挑战困难面前，我们会有软弱，会有怀疑。
Sometimes we have weakness in face challenges and difficulties.
但是你就站在我们面前。
But you are standing right in front of us.
你支持我们，陪同我们，你帮我们解决这样的问题。
You accompany us, help us, you help us to solve the problem.
让我们不要单打独斗，不要独自的面对所有的困难和挑战。我们寻求你，寻求别的弟兄姐妹给我们的帮助。
Let us not fight alone and not face the difficulties by ourselves. Let us.To seek help from other brothers and sisters to support us.
在我们的生命里面，你曾经为我们打过胜仗。
In our life, you fought a victory battle for us.
让我们纪念你的得胜，纪念你的伟大与同在。让我们不要每一次遇到新的挑战都从头去学习。
Let us remember the victory, remember your greatness, and so not let us to learn the same lesson every time over again.
主啊，谢谢你，孩子们祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Lord, thank you. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.